The next button that is used is called the Protect button. And the way you design black operations off of the Protect button is you find out what the enemy or critic is, what he's trying to protect, basically. So let's say he's trying to protect his marriage. You know, you would design a black operation to cost him his marriage. Let's say you would have a prostitute call up his wife and go, you know, and say that I slept with your husband. So the idea there would be that now that his marriage has been threatened, he backs off and stops attacking Scientology in order to prevent his marriage from being destroyed. I'll give you a real one that I did using the Protect button. Ida Canburn was one. I got a spy in on Ida Canburn. She had been living in the LA area. Her son was in Scientology. She didn't like it. She was part of the anti-cult movement. She moved up into the Bay Area, which was my area. I got a message from USGO saying that she had done this and, you know, that she was an enemy. So I was supposed to handle her, so I got a spy in on Ida Canburn. The girl found out, I mean, it took, you know, 2 or 3 months to find out what we wanted to know, but we found out that Ida Canburn was trying to protect her marriage. She had no job, she had no career. She was totally dependent upon her husband for a living. And, you know, if anything happened to that marriage, she was cooked. Had no way to support herself. So that's what she was trying to protect. Her husband's Protect button was his job. He had told Ida that, I don't care if you're part of the anti-cult movement, but I never want to have anything happen to me at work because you're involved in this. If I ever get embarrassed at work, we are going to get a divorce, right? You either get out of that or we get a divorce. Now, knowing both of those things, I sent some picketers down to where her husband worked one day, and they made a big scene out in front of his work, you know, religious discrimination signs, that kind of a thing, just protested, embarrassed him at work. He came home that night, said, Ida, you either get out of this anti-cult thing or we get a divorce. Of course, Ida couldn't afford a divorce, so she quit the anti-cult movement that day. She was done.